Parsava deals at length with the Big Day Kahuna. We spoke a couple of years ago, we had in Kaizman about the Big Day Kahuna as a whole, but I want to speak about one very interesting parallel, some insights that emerge, in particular in light of one of the Big Day Kahuna. The Kohen Gadol, the Torah tells us in Sefer Shmos, Chavches, Lamidvav, Parsava, Vasisat, Sitz, Zahav, Tahor, that you would make for the Kohen Gadol a show plate. He would have on top of his forehead. He would have a show plate. It would say on top of that show plate, Kodesh Lashem. It would say on top of that show plate, Kodesh Lashem. Machloksim, we've shown him 3 years ago how it would exactly would it say Kodesh Lashem. It's on one line, it's on two lines, big discussions in Chazal, we've shown him, etc. The word tzitz is an interesting word and doesn't appear that often in Tanakh. There are a variety of parallels that emerge between the tzitz and tzitzis. These parallels are noted everywhere from the Zohar to like contemporary commentaries on Chumash, who focus more on Pshat, a lot of parallels. I want to first note some of the parallels and then try and suggest what I think are three different ways of relating to the parallels between tzitz and tzitzis. Number one, viasisa tzitz, just getting a start a little bit, the word itself, viasulahem tzitzis. The tzitz is done, kodesh lashem. So the Torah tells us also here, in regards to tzitzis, in the end of Parshas Shlach, the Torah tells us as well, that if you put on tzitz, v'yisim kedoshem leilo keichem, so you have to make them, they're the word tzitz, having them is kodesh lashem or kedoshem leilo keichem. And probably the most most intriguing is after the first part about the tzitz, what do you put the tzitz on? V'samt oso al psil t'cheles. The tzitz is going to have a psil t'cheles that obviously also brings us back to the world of tzitzis. The Zohar says this explicitly in a somewhat, I guess, well-known passage. It's one that's quoted, Zerai Mehem and Parsha Shlach. It's quoted in a lot of the Chassidim. The Zohar even says that the difference is that tzitz is l'kohana, tzitz is l'shar b'nei nasha. That there's a tzitz and tzitz somehow have a parallel. The parallel is on some level that tzitz is for kohanim. That much we know, the Kohen Gadol wears it. And tzitz is for ordinary men, so they wear tzitzis. What exactly is the parallel? What is the significance of having a beged that we wear and a beged that Kohen Gadol wears by the same name, in a certain sense, one that looks somewhat similar and seems to accomplish similar goals? What exactly is the purpose of it? We'll try and suggest a couple of different ideas. I will start as follows. The Mori Naim, the Chernobyl Rebbe, it's a very interesting sefer in terms of Chassidus, an earlier sefer in Chassidus. So in the Likutim, not in the Parsha Tzaveh, but in Likutim, it's in the second chelik of some of these editions. He offers an amazingly interesting suggestion in terms of what it tries to convey on somewhat of a symbolic level, at least on some level. The tzitz is on the Kohen Gadol, so that's for the Kohen Gadol. That represents a certain kind of person. The tzitz is very much connected to a certain kind of focus. The Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, what we have in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, a very, very high madrega of Avos Hashem. Again, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. So the Kohen Gadol, the one who's like the Kohen Gadol, is on that madrega. He has Kodesh Lashem, Shem Hashem is Lenegdi Samit. That's a reference to a certain kind of high-level person. It's on your forehead because it's right where your mind is, and it shows that the Kohen Gadol is someone who's constantly focused on the Ribono Shel Olam. But many people can't always be in that madrega. Many people are unable to always worship the Ribono Shel Olam from Kivyachol, from the way top, from positions of great strength, from positions of great clarity, from a certain consistent kind of awareness that the tzitz represents. For them, we have something called tzitzis. Tzitzis are not located all the way at the top of our heads. Tzitzis are things that are located, at the bottom of our begadim, the strings that hang down. This, says the Me'ori Naim, is there to offer chizik to a Jew that is not on the madrega of a Kohen like that. He can't have his tzitz all the time, all the way up. He's not entirely focused all the time. Sometimes he messes up. And when he messes up and he falls down a little bit, so then he knows how to be worshipped the Bono Sha'olam from a lower place. He knows how to have tzitzis, how to have things that are not all the way at the madrega of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samet, but even when there is a little bit of a drop, from a lower place in his body, from a lower place in his avoda, even there he has the capacity to worship the Ribono Shel Olam. That's one kind of a mahalach. That's what the Me'ori Naim suggests. That comes from the Chernobyl. I saw a second mahalach. There's a very interesting thinker in Eretz Yisrael, Dr. Micha Goodman, who wrote an article about this. I think a little bit of an interesting guy, where he had an amazing ha'ara. Imagine, l'mashal, that you have a piece of clothing that is given to the king. It's a special piece of clothing. It's only worn by royalty. It has tcheles, a very, very chashev kind of material, and that's color, that's where it is. And you take that same item, and you essentially give every single person a version of it. Use the Zohar, you know, it's the tzitz is for Kohana, but this is for Shar B'nai Nasha. In a certain sense, what you're trying to do is not highlight the difference between the Kohen Gadol and everyone else, but to try to note, in a certain sense, the equality of all people. The Kohen, in a certain sense, is on a higher Madrega, but all people are part of a Mamlechas Kohenim. And all people can be Zohar to wear those kinds of begadim also. In that sense, this is the following distinction. For the Me'orinayim, tzitzis represent a person's capacity to perform mitzvos, even when they're at somewhat of a low madrega. Even when they're not at the level of the head that sits on top, but lower down in your body, a little bit further down, I can still worship Hashem from there where it's not as ideal. For this pshat, the parallel between tzitz and tzitzis is dafka because, as part of a mamachas kohenim, we may not be zocha all the way to a tzitz, but we are part of a mamachas kohenim. And we have earned the right to wear our version of Big Day Kahuna. What we do when we wear tzitzis, it's a big day chol. Yet at the same time, it is something which can represent a person's connection to mamlechas kohanim. It can represent a person's awareness that they really are part of that. And this, we've spoken in the past, has certain nafkaminas. The Kli Chemda points out that a zar, a non-kohen, can perform avoda in a bama, outside the mikdash and the mishkan, in the time that it was mutter to offer kavaros and bamos, because we're part of Malchus Kohanim v'Goy Kaddish. We really are part of Malchus Kohanim. We are, in a certain sense, similar to Kohanim, and therefore we have our Big Day Kahuna. That's considered to be the tzitzis. I want to suggest a third idea. It is one that I think is interesting, and I think emerges when you look at the Rashbam. The word tzitz is a little bit of a weird, it's a little bit of an odd, you know, shoresh. It's hard to pin down exactly what it means. So Rashbam does waver a little bit. But he quotes the same pasuk both in Parsha Shlach in regards to tzitzis, as well as in Parsha Tzav in regards to Bidei Kahuna. Here he writes that milashon metis min acharakim, to be able to see a little bit, to peek. That part of the purpose of tzitz and tzitzis is so that we're able to see. There is, however, a little bit of a difference. The tzitzis, I would just suggest the same pasuk for both. They're both about seeing, but it's different people seeing and it's different goals in terms of why we wear it on some level. When it comes to the tzitzis that we're wearing, so those who are at a place, again, similar to Orinayim that are a bit lower down, the primary person who sees the tzitzis that we're wearing, I see the tzitzis that I wear. You see the tzitzis that you wear. Tzitzis in many ways is for the person who's wearing it, especially, I would add, for those who show them that hold, that you tuck your tzitzis in. That the primary time you see your tzitzis is when you're going to put it on in the morning, say for it, there may hold like this. Tzitzis are going to be in. Who sees tzitzis? I see my own tzitzis. As opposed to the Kohen, when the Kohen goes wearing his tzitz, who is seeing it on his forehead? It's Bnei Adam are rowing also. It's not that he is seeing it. It may serve as a reminder for him, but other people are the ones who are going to see it. In a certain sense, that also reflects two different goals and two different functions. Part of the goal, tzitzis and tzitz, are both about us being able to see something and to remind us of Torah, to remind us of the Ribono Shel Olam, and to help us achieve a certain kind of Kedusha. In our society, kichlal, so there are people, to work off of the Me'orinayim just a little bit, there are people, tzitzis we have to have for ourselves, mechazik ourselves sometimes, so we can see something and we can be aware of what we have to keep, how we observe Torah mitzvos. But there are also people, like the Kohen Gadol, who's wearing a tzitz, who's trying to have a certain kind of impact. He's in a madrega of Kedusha, where others are able to see it, others are able to benefit from it. One of Chazal said, there's no one amazing additional parallel. We pointed out that the psukim themselves, v'asu lahem tzitzis, v'asu v'asisa tzitz, kodesh l'Hashem, kedoshim l'elokeichem, psil tcheles in both, the word tzitz, there seem to be comparisons between tzitz and tzitzis. What exactly is the message of that? As again, noted by the Zohar. So one mahalach from Orinayim, two different kinds of Jews that worship Ribono Shel Olam. One, tzitz, that's for Kohanim, those who are in the madrega of Shivishi Hashem, l'negdi samet, they're always good, always the top of their game. And tzitzis for the rest of us who sometimes struggle a little bit and we're able to worship Hashem from wherever we are. Our tzitzis aren't the way top, our tzitzis are in the middle, but that's also okay, and that's also considered to be all good. The second mahalach that it is like Big Day Kahuna. That's because we are like Mamlechas Kohanim. We are on a certain Madrega. And because we're on a certain Madrega, so we're able to wear those also. They're like our Big Day Kahuna. And the third idea, which we were suggesting in light of the Rashbam, they're both the same as far as Meitz Min HaRakim, a certain kind of clarity, of vision, etc. But one impacts you, the wearer. I have to Mechazik myself. And the other is in terms of how you impact others. My chavrusa of several years, Rabbi Baruch Dobron, it's coming out to Sefer, Time to Seek. It's awesome. It's really awesome. Pars Tzava, he points out that the Tzava Kabbalah has a different parallel between one of the Beit Kahuna and Tzitzis. Not the Tzitz, but rather the Pa'amon V'rimon, at the bottom of the cloak of the Kohen. You'd have the Pa'amon V'rimon that would serve also, the Tzava Kabbalah points out, as some sort of a reminder for him. He suggests, the Tzava Kabbalah points out, that it's because the Kohen Gadol has more responsibilities, and therefore it's not enough just to have Tzitzis, but he also has to have extra kinds of reminders. Okay, Braun has an amazingly interesting insight into how come our reminder is done through seeing our tzitzis, and the Kohen Gadol's reminder for the Tzav Kabbalah is done through hearing the Pa'amon V'rimon. Why hearing and not seeing? A very, very beautiful insight. But be that as it may, one Yisod the Tzav Kabbalah teaches, which is also an important idea, the amount of reminders we need often has to do with the level of responsibility, you know, where exactly we are at, how much really are Ba'alei Achrayas, where we happen to be located. In that sense, there's something very, very powerful. There's something very, very powerful here. The tzitzis, the pa'amon v'rimon, a lot of reminders to keep us aware. And ultimately, as the psukim say, both in Parsha Tzava and in Parsha Shlach, to facilitate and lead us to be able to attain a certain level of kedusha. Shkayach, have a wonderful rest of your night.